This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
A lot of black people who would have been pulled over haven't been pulled over, that had not had that negative experience as it relates to law enforcement and communities of color.
This is the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and this week we got an update on how successful Philadelphia's driving equality law has been 3 years after it was passed. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb covered this story this week, joins us now. And Pat, to start, give us the backstory here. What is this law? What did it address?
Well, it addressed the issue of driving while black. It's a well-known phenomenon that black drivers get stopped more often than white drivers. And Councilman Isaiah Thomas, who is in fact a young black male, said that he was stopped more than he could remember. And so in 2020, when it became clear that a lot of these stops escalate into something dangerous for both drivers and police officers, he did a lot of research and he learned that 3/4 of the stops were of black drivers, but they had very little public safety impact. They would get stopped for a minor violation, and in a de minimis, less than 1% of the cases, it would lead to the discovery of a gun or drug, some contraband. And so he proposed that for these 8 minor violations, things like expired inspection sticker, something hanging from the rearview mirror, a single light being out, not all lights, but like one headlight, what we used to call a padoodle, that they would be reclassified so that they would not be, they could not be enforced with a traffic stop. They could be enforced if a driver was stopped for some other reason and had one of these violations, he could get a citation for it, but police couldn't stop drivers just for one of these minor things.
So what did we learn about the progress this week of this law?
Well, it's been a mixed bag. You know, in the first 2 years, traffic stops actually went down, but they were back up slightly last year. However, a lower percentage of the stops involve black drivers. Black drivers are still stopped way more often than any other group, but it's now 63% of stops instead of 72% of stops. And more of the stops are on the high injury network and for more significant safety violations like running a red light or a stop sign. And so there's a change in the nature of the police stops.
How did this update land with lawmakers? Pleased, disappointed, little of both?
Yeah, I think a little of both. Councilman Thomas stands by his legislation.
When we think about this legislation and we think about the disconnect between communities of color and law enforcement, when we think about why so many black people don't want to be police officers, especially in Philadelphia, we can look at ourselves and be able to say we can change that narrative. We can change the course of the future We can change how communities of color and police officers interact with each other. And we know we have a lot more work to do. But 3 years later, we feel like we're moving in the right direction.
On the other hand, he's disappointed that Black drivers are still stopped so much more than other kinds of drivers.
I would give it around a C. I think we could have done a lot better with the narrative around driving equality. I don't think we anticipated the level of racism that we see specifically around this legislation. I think that part really caught us off guard as to how people feel like, you know, Black people should be pulled over significantly more than their white counterparts. That part was kind of alarming to me.
Are there steps that can be taken to try to make even more progress connected to this?
I don't think so. He really is not proposing anything. I think he's just keeping an eye on this. And, you know, there was companion legislation that required the police department to report information about its stops. That's how we can see the progress that we do see. But it's never been fully implemented. The police reporting has been spotty. It hasn't been comprehensive. And it's been difficult to mine out of open data, Philly.
We're going to remain optimistic and assure that this continues to be a collaborative effort to fix some of the holes that exist right now.
One thing that the Defenders Association did this week was to post a dashboard on its website. They tried to make it easy to use and in a way that you can interact with. You know, you can look at, you know, your own demographic and compare it with another demographic and see how likely you are to be stopped by a Philadelphia police officer. So to the extent that information is power, then yes, you know, more steps are being taken.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. And we still have much more to get to on this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. I hope you'll stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.